Godlywood Studios presents ब्रह्मकुमारीज पॉडकास्ट। सुनते रहिए दिल से दिल तक पॉडकास्ट विद अभिनंदन जिंदल।
विद योर एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ ब्रह्मकुमारीज एंड हाउ यू गॉट इनटू ब्रह्मकुमारीज।
इट्स अ लॉन्ग जर्नी। इट इज कॉल्ड Easy Raj Yoga. I am a fan of one Indian movie, which is Vignarta Ganesh. And Ganesh is a solver of obstacles.
So how long have you been in India?
I've been in India since 17 years now.
Oh, how is your experience in Madhuban?
My experience in Madhuban has always been great, always. Because I was connected with the yogis. Daddy Janki instantly felt very close to me. I could not understand why, but gradually I felt so close to her.
Do you follow all the rules and regulations of Brahmakumaris, like waking up early?
Okay, let's talk about that. It's not the length of your sari. But when I go in the market, out of respect, I don't put my badge, I put color clothes. Out of respect, it's such Brahmakumari. Diverse number of human beings.
But they say that when you eat outside food, your thoughts change.
You know, yeah. I do that. Yesterday I was very sick in the taxi because he was driving so fast, so fast. And I had the toli from Baba. I had to talk to my stomach, please you stop that. In 1 second it was finished.
Om Shanti. स्वागत है आप सभी का दिल से दिल तक के एक नए एपिसोड में। आज है हमारे साथ मोना दीदी। जानते हैं उनके अपने लाइफ के एक्सपीरियंसेस के बारे में। ओम शांति।
नमस्ते।
नमस्ते। हाउ आर यू?
आई एम क्वाइट गुड, थैंक यू। या
सो वेलकम टू दिल से दिल तक
एंड थैंक यू टू गिव मी दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी टू शेयर माय एक्सपीरियंस, बिकॉज़ एक्सपीरियंस इज व्हाट मेक व्हाट वी आर नाउ।
Yeah, so let's start with your experience of Brahmakumaris and how you got into Brahmakumaris.
Oh, you want to ask me to start with my experience with Brahmakumari? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, for everyone, I think it's a journey. It's a long journey. It is called Easy Raj Yoga, but some people had the honesty to express that it's not that easy. And I agree. And I remember when I was in France, many people, my sisters, my brother, they used to tell me, Mona, it's very difficult, I can't make it. And my answer was that one. But why are you thinking and believing that life should be easy? Particularly now that we are at the extreme of Kali Yuga and the accumulation of stress, of negative experience are, you know, overloading the heart and the mind of people. So this is a wrong belief to think that life should be easy. To think that to travel to Baba, to stay with Baba, it's easy. And I am a fan of one Indian movie, which is Vignarta Ganesh. And Ganesh is a solver of obstacles. And what I've learned from that is that obstacles are normal. Obstacles are our trainers to make us strong. And sometimes we think that we are not strong, but obstacles reveal that we are strong enough, you know, to find a solution, to overcome them, and to move on. But I think many things come from wrong belief. Don't you agree?
Yeah. But how did you, how long have you been in India?
I've been in India since 17 years now. Oh. And I am proud to say to all the Indian people, if they can hear what I have to say, that my life in India with my Indian people has been a pure joy, because they have a true heart And I know not just Brahma Kumari, but the people outside, and never had a single problem. I explain why. Because they are very receptive to the vibration you send, you express. And I remember one time I was in Goa for Baba service, and there was buying my vegetable in the market. And the man was, you know, it was very hot and maybe he was not well, and he was very angry. And I observed that, and then I asked him something, and I was spreading vibration. The message I wanted to share with him was that, I understand you, brother, I understand. And instantly, he was nice and pleasant. So that was something I picked up, you know, from the Indian mind. But of course, before Brahma Kumari, I had a master. And he was the great, great Sri Aurobindo that I came to know his teaching when I was 17. And I could not understand intellectually, but I was like swallowing, as if his teachings were like milk for me.
So you were into spirituality since your childhood only?
I didn't call that spirituality, okay. Not at all. I didn't have any idea. But one thing was sure, because of my parents, they didn't like religion, you know. Most of the French people have a Catholic background, which is full of, you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't do that. I mean, the teachings of Christ, I think, were not at all about that. Like the Brahma Kumari, it was unlimited. It was very inclusive. And the main message was love. I couldn't find this in religion. So my parents told me, you don't need to go to church or this or that. And but they were human. They were extremely human, deeply human with others.
Okay. So how is your experience in Madhuban?
My experience in Madhuban has always been great, always. Why? Because I was connected with the yogis, the ones that are very incognito, who work at the backside of the stage. And they were my models, you know.
Okay.
These people were my models. Because if you don't work with your hands, your heart cannot be open. Mm-hmm. And I remember that from my training in London. I spent 20 years in London and also in Oxford. And Daddy Janki instantly felt very close to me. I could not understand why, but gradually I felt so close to her. And the training she gave us, of course, through, because of Baba, was you work with your hand, you do a lot of karma yoga. And that karma yoga means we were cleaning the room, we were working in the kitchen, we were doing everything. And to give talks, to give lectures, courses, was important, but it was not a priority. And through karma yoga, I have learned so much, so much. I can't tell you how much.
Do you have any specific field that you are expert in? Do you like to talk about any, nowadays, there are lots of spiritual leaders. So do you feel that that you also possess any special quality, or you just like to be a good student of Brahma Kumaris?
Of course, Baba gives us a lot of specialties, not just one.
Yeah.
He prepares us for a new world. And right from the beginning, I was, and certainly before Brahma Kumari, I had a very strong feeling that I am not the one I know I am. And I was suffering from that, even at school. Even when at university, I felt I had a duality in me, and I didn't like that. I didn't accept that. I wanted to be one. I wanted to be the same in and out. And when I was in France, I stayed 1 year in France, the family pushed me into service, but I say, no, I'm not ready. Service is not a job. It's a revelation of the self-transformation that you have done inside. And it became a passion. And of course, it was difficult, but I had a good mirror that was the family in the Indian family, Daddy Janki, Sister Jayanti. They were like mirrors of the, I don't like the word falsehood because falsehood is not something that we have created. You know, it was a, falsehood is a protection we put on ourselves to be able to survive. So it's not that anyone in the world is false, but they don't know how to manage themselves, you know, their sadness, their discontentment. And I've learned a lot of tools, not just with Brahmakumari, but also outside Brahmakumari, particularly with American people. I think they are extremely advanced on what is really self-transformation. And I think this is something I can do anytime, self-transformation. Why? Because I know that my transformation has an impact on the atmosphere, on everyone around. And I can see that, you know, when I'm not in a good mood, so I affect people, you know, my words are rude, I am impatient. So quickly I go back to myself and I say, oh, Mona, sorry. You know?
Yeah.
And the second thing is, which kind of talk do you tell yourself? And Daddy Janki was an expert on that, how to talk to yourself. And she taught me that personally, you know, not to be discouraged, not to feel guilty. Of course, to accept, but accept is just the beginning because there are things within us that we should not accept. But even when you do not accept, you treat yourself, and that's something I discover personally. I treat myself as if I was the mother of myself. And I teach myself in many, many aspects. And it's fabulous.
So do you follow all the rules and regulations of Brahmakumaris, like waking up early in the morning?
Okay, let's talk about that. What are the rules and regulations?
Like waking up early in the morning at 4 o'clock, Brahmakumara time.
To be honest, I really don't know what are the full... It's not the length of your sari, you know. Yes. It's not the badge. I put the badge here. But when I go in the market, out of respect, I don't put my badge. I put color clothes out of respect because I want to be not their equal, but, you know, on the same line than them. Rules and regulation. Yes, I live by many, many years. And it was people... Not the senior, but well, my life was in UK, in Oxford. And I also had a great model, and I want to name her. It was Amanda Benn. Okay. If you need to know someone who is truly honest, it is Amanda Benn. She will not hesitate to tell you things that, you know, maybe upset you a little bit, irritate you a little bit. But there was never any bad intention, just pure truth out of love for you. She was a real sister. And but they never talk about, like, you know, you should be like this. And these people, for me, in my Brahmin life, were not at all authorities. And if I don't ask an advice, why should you give me an advice?
Yeah.
You know, that was a foundation of the compassion course I have learned.
Okay.
I don't ask you anything. So, you know, why?
So it's all freedom over there. You can just live your life your own way. It's basically like that. Is it?
Well, you know that it's such, Brahmakumari is such a diverse number of human beings who are also in a process of transformation. And like yesterday, Baba said that they all have their sanskars.
Mm-hmm.
And sanskar creates a difference. For me, sanskar should not limit myself. I am the one who has to be beyond these differences, different perspective of life, of what are rules and regulations. But I have a word to say when I disagree. And that's what I have learned from the seniors, from the people I've been living with. You know, I'm not a victim. If I have something to say, I can explain. Oh, no, no. I don't agree with that, because my experience is the main important thing.
That's what I asked you, that do you find any difference between the people that reside in Madhuban in India and the people that you have stayed in your childhood or just when you started pursuing Brahma Kumaris? Do you feel any difference between the teachers?
The people in, for instance, in Madhuban, they are very silent. I won't dare to ask them questions unless they come close to me. I come close to. I had a brother in Madhuban. He passed away last year, and he was an extraordinary brother. He was working in the kitchen. He was called Sweet Chapati. Okay. And he was so extraordinary. All the sisters having problem, they would go and ask him for solution. He was Ganesh. but he was a rare personality, no distance. He was not aloof like many. Well, I think that the true yogi should not be aloof.
Okay.
He's an instrument. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to answer your question. Why? Because I don't really know them.
So you haven't interacted with many of
Never.
Them?
Never,
okay.
Never. So with the Madhubanivasi who are a bit outside, but they don't talk about themselves.
You haven't met any of the
Not
the
personally,
senior?
No. Ooh. I know the people who live outside, like there is a very nice family who works in Shantivan. These people who have this family feeling, for me, because I am a foreigner, maybe between them, they have this feeling of closeness, but I never had.
Okay, so you have.
They are like authority and they don't know what I know. And maybe they think that I am ignorant.
Okay.
I don't try to reveal all the knowledge I have learned. It's okay. One of the opportunities.
It's the best
thank
way,
you.
It's the best way to live one's life, not to tell each and everything about, you know, because this is something very pure and it has to be within. So it's not necessary to tell each and everything about
you. Yeah.
It's a good thing about you. So, but do you wake up early in the morning and like we had discussed earlier, like Brahma Muhurt time and not eating non-veg, onion, outside food, doing meditation, listening to Murli. Do you do all such stuff?
Talking about onion and garlic, yeah. My family was from the south of France, Mediterranean, and they put onion and garlic everywhere.
Okay.
And it used to make me sick. Okay. So already I felt I didn't like that.
Okay.
And I used to like, you know, things very natural. So for me, that was not a problem at all.
Okay.
Waking up at 4 o'clock, yes, except when sometimes I'm exhausted.
Okay.
People say, oh, it's your age. I don't have age. I don't believe in age.
Yeah, you're young. You're quite young.
Thank you.
Yeah
I have a young girl within me. No, but I'm quite, in terms of time, as people have created time, of course, I'm not that young. When I am exhausted, that I take care of myself.
Okay.
Because sleep, and I've learned that from neuroscientist people, sleep is the main thing to regenerate the cells of your brain, the cells of your body, the cells of your heart. So if you don't sleep enough, you are going to be very nervous.
Okay.
And when you are nervous, you cannot control your words, your attitude. So what's the point? You do Amrit Vela, you are present, just that you are noted down. But after that, you know, you are not fully present with others.
Oh.
What is important?
Do you feel like, do you think that we should be following any ritual like the surrendered people of Brahma Kumaris too? Like waking up early in the morning, doing murlis, not eating outside food. Do you think, is it necessary?
It is necessary for them. because they are surrendered. They live in a very special field of energy.
Okay.
But if you don't live here, you should not impose to yourself something that you disagree with. Because why? Because you are not ready for that. You still have to, you still need to have your own experience. And the day you are ready to quit onion, garlic and and all that, you will know from inside. The main thing, why? Because the connection with Baba is from inside. It's not from outside. Mm. It doesn't come from translight or picture. Of course, this is important as a landmark, as at the beginning, it's important.
But they say that when you eat outside food, your thoughts change. Is it true?
I had the experience of eating outside because, well, I don't eat in Madhuban, I don't eat in Yat Sarovar, and my food is different. I never had the experience that my vibration were not good, were affected. No, never. Why? Because I do not consider the people outside to be impure. Hmm. The people who prepare the food in Montabu, you know, they are very kind. They have good manners. They have respect. I know the chef in some kitchen.
But what they say is, what the people of Brahma Kumaris say, that the people are very pure. But during the time when they are making food, sometimes, you know, the vibration of the person is not that good. Maybe he's in some sort of a stress.
Mm.
So the vibes that with vibes that he's making the food, because of the vibes, the food is also not good.
Well, I understand.
Is it true?
Yeah. Well, I never had this experience. I had this experience of, I don't know what are the vibration of the people who cook the food.
But do you feel that there is some sense in this thing? I mean,
but are we not the world transformer? can I not change the vibration that goes in my stomach? You know, yeah. I do that. Yesterday, I was very sick in the taxi because he was driving so fast. Mm. And I had the toli from Baba. So I was eating that because I was hungry. Yeah. I didn't eat during the day.
Yeah.
And I was so sick. I came back home and I said, Mona, you are able to digest that. Please talk to my stomach. Please, you stop that. In 1 second, it was finished. Mm. We can transform the vibration.
Yeah.
Of course, when I eat outside, I don't eat garlic, onion, and all these things. Mm.
So it's not about the vibes, with what sort of vibes that person is making the food. It's about yourself. It's about you. That with what sort of a vibe are you eating that food? It's
exactly.
About, right?
I think so. But, I mean, probably when I was young in Gyan, I was affected. I was weak. I was not strong enough. But I was affected by everything. So, by the vibe.
Yeah.
Because when you take Gyan at the beginning, you become very fragile because you are extremely sensitive. Baba's energy has come to you. It is so pure. And then you can't bear the contrast.
On one hand, they say that we should not be body conscious. On the other hand, they are not ready to listen to any person. I mean, don't you think both of these things are very contrast?
It is a difference.
Very dramatic.
Yeah. Baba said in 69, the most dangerous people in the Yagya are the ones who are one thing inside and another thing outside.
True. Very true.
Because I had the experience in London. Yeah. We had talk, extraordinary talk by any people who just speak about their experience. And it was very true, very honest. And always the same people were listening to things that they already knew. Mm. And I was thinking, but the people who should really listen to that are not here. So what are we doing?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we are just talking about things that we know already.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the fact.
So you can be more expressive.
Yeah, one day I was in a huge lecture given by Daddy Jonki. And many people were there. And all of a sudden, that was maybe more than 20 years back at Global Cooperation. And something happened. And I saw I listened that my vibration, the vibration of my heart, was spinning in the wrong side, you know? And I was shocked. I said, oh, that's not a good signal. Maybe I'm going to have a heart attack. So I withdraw and I check what's going on. And I admit that I was not happy. I was burned out. I was in the wrong place, you know? And I needed to take some time out and somewhere else. And I told Daddy, and I was very honest, and she used to tell me, you are so honest, so truthful. So she will understand. And she only wanted me to evolve, not to be who I am. I don't know where I went, but I left. It was no longer, at the beginning, it was my training place, you know, like university, but maybe it was finished. I had to go somewhere else. But from that moment, I started to listen to the body, to the signal, and to observe if, you know, I am spinning in the right side or not, because that's so important. Then I came to India. That was my dream, even before Brahma Kumari. I came to India, and I had my own house, and that was the beginning of a new journey, completely new journey. Still following the same principle, which is to listen to Baba and to remain in Baba's company and so many other virtues. And I was so happy, you know, to be in India, to have my own space, because I was often sharing rooms with people which were not that, you know, very respectful, and I was very disturbed. I look at Baba and I heard, child, you surrender to an organization, but you didn't surrender to God. I was depressed for 3 days because it was so true. And so I said, well, I really don't know what does that mean to be surrendered, you know? And that was the real journey of what, because surrender is a word, but what is the experience of that in your life? It's just now, after 37 years, that I start to understand the profound meaning of that, you know? You cannot surrender to Baba if you ignore who you are, if you ignore the sorrow of humanity, when Baba is always saying, you know, they are your brothers and sisters, they suffer. I mean, from the age of 4, I was feeling how much people are suffering. I've never forget this experience. So surrender is a vast subject. It's not because, you know, you change your clothes and you work in the kitchen, you give talk and this and that. That, I mean, everything Baba say, we need to deeply understand with our own experience. And if we ask someone that we trust, okay, tell me, but don't speak intellectually, because only the heart knows the real meaning of things.
True.
And if your heart is not open, it goes all ear. And then here, it's a desert, like the first words of the movie from Brahma Baba, The Light, you know. Hearts have become a dry desert. Isn't it sad?
Very sad. Very sad.
Very sad, because the heart is life. Now the scientists have discovered that the main organ in our body is the heart. It gives life to the brain. It's not the brain. And they have to be in synchrony. But to have an open heart is to have a beautiful life, a joyful life. If you are not happy, then what's the point?
So it was really nice talking to you and sharing your lovely and honest experiences. Hope to see you very soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you for giving me such an opportunity.
You're welcome.
To share my experience. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. तो ये था हमारा आज का दिल से दिल तक एपिसोड मोना सिस्टर के साथ. बहुत ही खूबसूरत तरीके से उन्होंने अपनी जर्नी को बताया कि कैसे उनका जो एक डेडिकेशन रहा है, कमिटमेंट रहा है बाबा के साथ, वो इतने सालों से बरकरार रहा है. चाहे वो सुबह ना भी उठ पाए अमृत वेला के टाइम पे, चाहे वो मुरली ना भी सुन पाए, लेकिन उनकी जो डेडिकेशन है, जो कमिटमेंट है, उसमें वो कभी प्रेशराइज्ड, कभी भी उनको दबाव महसूस नहीं होता। उनको कभी भी ऐसा महसूस नहीं होता कि उनके प्यार में कोई कमी आ गई। कितनी कितनी कमाल की चीज़ है। उन्होंने कहा कि बाबा ये डिमांड नहीं करते कि आप मेरे लिए ये करो या वो करो, उनको तो सिर्फ आपका सच्चा दिल चाहिए, जो कि हम सब के लिए एक एग्जाम्पल है कि बाबा के करीब रहने के लिए जो सबसे जरूरी चीज है वो है आपका एक सच्चा दिल। चाहे फिर आप कोई चीज फॉलो ना भी कर पाए, गलती से भी अगर कोई गलती हो गई आपसे, तो कम से कम आपको एहसास तो है कि आपसे गलती हो गई, तो घबराने की चीज नहीं। लेकिन जो आपका प्यार है, जो आपकी मोहब्बत है उसके लिए, उसमें कभी कमी नहीं आनी चाहिए। ये चीज मैंने सीखी मोना सिस्टर से, और मैं सच में उम्मीद करता हूँ कि आप लोगों को भी उनकी बातें सच्ची लगी होंगी, क्योंकि हमारा शो ही है दिल से दिल तक। तो जल्दी मिलते हैं दिल से दिल तक के नए एपिसोड में। खुदा हाफिज़।